Hello, Internet. It has just gone midnight between the 2nd and the 3rd of May, 2011. My name's Stuart Pask, coming to you from Audioboo. Well, lots has happened. A lot has happened in the world in general, in fact, since my last boo. As you may have seen, it was the royal wedding. I'm sure you did. Apparently it was on something like 90,000 television channels worldwide, and it was live on the internet, live on YouTube in particular, and if you didn't see it, you were probably living in a cave, which is exactly what Osama bin Laden was doing until they shot him dead. But a matter of, what, a day, 2 days ago, I don't know how long ago it was, but it was very soon after the royal wedding. So the world is a happier place for the royal wedding, and a safer place for the death of a terrorist leader. Although, call me a skeptic, but I'm sure there's plenty of reasons to either A, doubt that he was killed, or B, well, it's a weird thing, isn't it? You've got an entire nation cheering an individual's death, but at the same time you have to sort of think, well, hang on, that's a vengeance killing. Granted, he's done terrible, terrible things and supported a terrible, terrible cause, but two wrongs don't make a right. You know, it's an odd one. So, the royal wedding I was a little sceptical about as well. I'm just a sceptic. Sceptical in the sense that it's a royal wedding, and I thought, well, congratulations to Wills and Kate for their happy day and everything, but at the end of the day, I don't believe the taxpayer should pay for it, and I sort of don't believe it requires nearly as much hype as it got. But still, that said, if you think about it economically, it was a fantastic day for the British economy, and it wouldn't have been as fantastic a day for the British economy had it not been hyped up so much. So you can't really win, can you? But this, of course, and death of Obama doesn't really help anything economically, apart from the fact that for the next few weeks or so, maybe people will think twice before flying. Anyway, a bit of an odd start to that audio boo. So let's crack on to more diary-like matters. I've had a productive week or so. I've been talking to my friend Carly quite a lot recently. She's come back from Ireland recently, so she's all landed in a similar situation to me since I left university. She's come back from Ireland to sort of unfamiliar circumstances, despite the fact it's her hometown she's returning to. So I've made some time to see her and things. We've had a few drinks and stuff, had a lot of fun, and it's nice to have someone of similar interests to me and who I get along with very well back in local area. So kudos to her. Also, I've been working as usual in the bathhouse. The pub in the town I work in, Cambridge town, to be more precise. Come visit if you're listening. Please don't stalk me. Anyway, yeah. So I've been working there the past two bank holiday weekends, which I'm not entirely pleased about, but then that's the bar trade for you, isn't it? You have to work the bank holidays because that's possibly one of the more busy times. But of course, in this day and age, it's just another day of the week, isn't it? You'd think, or at least a lot of people have commented, that, oh, you're working a bank holiday. Surely that means that you're getting time and a half. No such luck. We work for Green King in the 21st century. Not wanting to slam the bosses. Actually, no, it's a fair observation, to be fair. The last time I think I remember hearing anyone get paid time and a half or double time for working a Sunday or a bank holiday was back when I was working in my local shop, a spa, in 2006. And I was making time and a half, £9 an hour, a killing. But since I left that job, all the people who've taken it after me are just getting standard wages. Sunday is now just another day of the week, and as of course all bank holidays are treated as Sundays, well, you can see where this is going. You have to be working in quite a good company to get the time and a half, etc., etc., for bank holidays and weekends even. But unfortunately, I'm not in one of those jobs just yet.